Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, Summertime in the Psalms series, where we're working through right now Psalm chapter 9. And as we read Psalm chapter 9, we see that David's worship is not quiet background music. It is a full body experience. In this chapter, it says, "I will be glad and exult in you." That word exult means to leap with joy. David's worship is informed, but it's also explosive. It's grounded in truth, but it bubbles over into passion. You know, we often separate emotion and theology as if one should sit quietly while the other takes center stage, but not so with David. He recounts God's deeds with his mind and rejoices with his whole heart, his whole being. He knows who God is, and he lets it show. And here's the kicker. David doesn't keep it private. He goes on to say in verse 11, "Sing praises, tell among the peoples his deeds." So in other words, worship isn't just about you getting stirred up. It's a megaphone to the world, a testimony that says, "Look what God has done." If your faith is quiet and contained, maybe it's time to remember what God has already done for you and let that fuel a praise that spills into conversations, neighborhoods, and nations. Here are several ways you can pray in reflection of this psalm. God, let my worship reflect the depth of my gratitude. Give me boldness to tell others about what you have done, and rekindle joy in my salvation so that I sing with sincerity. Here are two peoples to be praying for today, the Wagners, our Creative Access missionaries in Asia. And also be praying for the Grucy LifeWord broadcast that is for the people of Ghana.